Students, welcome to sixth module, that is the final module of computer system and organization. In the last module, we discussed about the logic gates and truth tables. Here, logic functions, their logic symbols, Boolean expressions, and truth tables are summarized in a single table. We discussed in the last module AND or inverter or NOT, NAND, NOR, XOR and XNOR gates. Today we will be discussing about two more new gate. They are negative AND and negative OR gates. A negative AND gate functions the same as an AND gate with all its input inverted. A negative OR gate functions the same as an OR gate with all its input inverted. So here if we see the truth table, the output for negative AND or bubbled AND is 1000. As we know, for the NOR gate, the output is 1000, because in the case of OR operation, in one of the input is 1, output is 1. So the output for OR operation was 0111 and its complement is NOR. So the output was 1000, which is exactly same like negative AND gate. The same is applicable for negative OR gate also. The truth table which we get for bubbled OR or negative OR is same as NAND gate output. So here, keeping standard gate symbol convention, these inverted inputs, here inputs are inverted, they are signified by bubbles. So negative AND gate and negative OR gates are also known as bubbled AND and bubbled OR gate respectively. Let us move to a new theorem called De Morgan's first theorem and De Morgan's second theorem. According to De Morgan's theorem, a NAND gate is equivalent to a bubbled OR gate. Therefore, the equation can be written as A dot B whole bar is equal to A bar plus B bar. De Morgan's theorem proves this with the help of truth table also. This is the Boolean equation for De Morgan's first theorem, that is A dot B whole bar is equal to A bar plus B bar. If we see minutely, we can tell the Boolean expression A dot B whole bar represents NAND gate, and A bar plus B bar, recently we studied about the bubbled AND gate and bubbled OR gate. Here A bar plus B bar represents bubbled OR gate. So the Boolean expression for bubbled OR gate is A bar plus B bar. And De Morgan's theorem can prove A bar plus B bar is equal to A dot B whole bar. As the NAND and bubbled OR gates are interchangeable, both gates have exactly identical outputs. So let us see using truth table, X dot Y whole bar is equal to X bar plus Y bar or not. So here the input are AX and Y, and the possible combinations are 00011011, and keeping Boolean expression X dot Y whole bar and X bar plus Y bar, we get output as 1110, and it is exactly identical for both. So from truth table also it is proved that X dot Y whole bar is equal to X bar plus Y bar. Equality of NAND and bubbled OR is again explicitly written with the help of truth table, Boolean equation and thus gate also. Here A dot B whole bar is equal to A bar plus B bar has been proved already with the truth table, and if we want to represent it represent the equality of NAND gate and bubbled OR gate, here it is displayed in the form of gates. A dot B bar represents a NAND gate, A bar plus B bar represents a bubbled OR gate, and as they are identical, equivalent sign is given here. Next is De Morgan's second theorem. According to De Morgan's second theorem, a NOR gate is equivalent to a bubbled AND gate. Therefore, the equation can be written as A plus B whole bar is equal to A bar dot B bar. A plus B is OR, A plus B whole bar is NOR. So the Boolean equation for bubbled AND gate is A bar dot B bar, and the Boolean equation for NOR gate is A plus B whole bar. As NOR and bubbled AND gates are interchangeable, both gates have exactly identical output for the same set of input. Let us see the truth table again for the second De Morgan's theorem, where x plus y whole bar is equal to x bar dot y bar is proved using truth table. Here again, two possible combinations x and y, two possible input x and y, and therefore possible combinations also. And we calculated x plus y whole bar and x bar dot y bar, both are giving exactly identical output. So it has been proved from the truth table also, x plus y whole bar is equal to x bar dot y bar. The same is represented here to show the equality of NOR and bubble end. Here Boolean equation is a plus b whole bar is equal to a bar dot b bar, and truth table also proved that both are identical, and with the help of logical symbol or gate, it has been equalized. A plus b whole bar represents NOR gate, a bar dot b bar represents bubble end gate, and they are equalized here with equality symbol. Boolean equations of De Morgan's theorem is very easy to remember. So here one shortcut method of remembering De Morgan's theorem is written here. When a long bar is broken, the operation directly changes from logical AND operation to logical OR operation, and vice versa. Let us take the example, A plus B has a long bar. So when we break it, it will be giving you A bar dot B bar. So the broken bars will be related by an AND operation. Plus has become dot. Similarly, A dot B whole bar, the long bar, when will be broken, according to De Morgan's theorem, it will be A bar and B bar with plus operation. Dot has been changed to plus. Now we'll be moving to universal gates. In addition to AND or NOT fundamental gates, we already discussed about AND or NOT fundamental gates. We discussed even about universal gates, NAND and NOR gates, and why they are called universal gates, we already know, because all the fundamental gates can be constructed or realized through universal gate. And they are advantageous also, NAND and NOR gates are advantageous as they are economical. NAND gate represents complement of AND, so after getting the output from AND gate, it should be inverted. So the expression for NAND gate is x dot y whole bar, and the expression for NOR gate is x plus y whole bar. Now we are going to check the universality of NAND gate. So how the fundamental gates can be constructed with the help of NAND gates only. So here one NAND gate represents one NOT gate. As we know, in the case of AND gate, there will be two or more input. So the same set of input A is given for the AND operation. It is giving you A dot A, and as it is a NAND operation, A dot A's whole bar will be taken, and according to the laws of Boolean algebra, A dot A is A, so it is giving you A bar. So we got a NOT gate with the help of NAND gate. Similarly, we can implement AND using only NAND gates. Here two NAND gates are making one AND gate. If we see the circuit diagram, A, B are the two input, and after using the NAND operation, it has become A dot B whole bar. Again, next AND operation will complement it. So complement of AB will give you AB. So it is again making a fundamental gate AND. Similarly, implementing OR using only NAND gates also is possible. So three NAND gates will make one OR gate. So now here A and B two input are taken, and for first NAND gate it will give you A bar, for next NAND gate it will give you B bar, because A and B are the input respectively. Now the output which we get from two NAND gates will be supplied as input for the next NAND gate, and it will give you A bar dot B bar's whole bar. As we know, De Morgan's theorem says A dot B whole bar equal to A bar plus B bar. So A bar dot B bar's bar, if will be splitted according to De Morgan's theorem, it will become A bar bar plus B bar bar, which is nothing but A plus B. So we could realize all the fundamental gates with the help of universal gate, that is NAND gate. Similarly, the universality of NOR gates also is proved here in the next slide. We have to remember two NOR gate represents one OR gate. 2 NAND gate represents 1 AND gate. 3 NOR gates represent 1 AND gate, and 3 NAND gate represents 1 OR gate. Now Boolean equation for XOR and XNOR gate also is proved here. We know the Boolean equation of XOR is A bar dot B plus A dot B bar. And Boolean equation for XNOR is its complement. So we have to prove algebraically A bar dot B plus A dot B bar's bar is equal to A dot B plus A bar dot B bar or not. We use De Morgan's theorem. X plus Y whole bar is equal to X bar dot Y bar. So A bar dot B plus A dot B bar's bar is going to give you A dot B plus A bar dot B bar. If we simplify the term A bar dot B plus A dot B bar's bar, it will be splitted into A bar dot B's bar dot A dot B bar's bar. Again, De Morgan's other theorem says X dot Y whole bar is equal to X bar plus Y bar. So A bar dot B's whole bar is A bar bar plus B bar. A bar bar is nothing but A. So it will give you A plus B bar. Similarly, A bar plus B bar bar will give you A bar plus B. And if we expand these two expressions, it will become A dot A bar plus A dot B plus B bar dot A bar plus B bar dot B. As we know, A dot A bar is 0. We know if A is 0, A bar will be 1. And if A is 1, A bar will be 0. And if we apply AND operation, it will lead to 0 only. So A dot A bar is 0 and B bar dot B is 0. So the final expression for the XNOR is A dot B plus A bar dot B bar. So it is proved that XOR's NOT is XNOR. Now simplification of Boolean function is also given here. One circuit diagram is given. We can generate a Boolean equation out of it. If we see the circuit logic diagram of it, then here one AND operation is used, one NOR operation is used, and one OR operation is used. If we take A and B as input, then first AND operation will give you A dot B, second NOR operation will give you A plus B's whole bar, and finally A dot B and A plus B whole bar are taken as input for the next OR operation. So the Boolean equation of this circuit diagram is A dot B plus A plus B whole bar, and it is also shown in the form of truth table by using all operations. Next, we'll move on to minimization of Boolean function. How we can minimize the Boolean function? We need to apply the rules of Boolean algebra to reduce the expression to its simplest form. Minimized version of the Boolean expression needs less number of logic gates and also reduces the complexity of the circuit substantially. Hence, minimization is important to find the most economic equivalent representation of a Boolean function. Let us see one example. Here f of xyz is equal to x bar y bar z plus x bar yz plus xy bar. So if we take first two terms together, we can take common x bar z, then y bar plus y can be written using bracket, plus xy bar is an extra term. Now as we know, y bar plus y is 1, 0 plus 1 is 1, and 1 plus 0 is 1. So y bar plus y has become 1. Then the left expression is x bar z plus xy bar. So now the Boolean expression with three terms has been simplified to two terms only. So earlier the circuit diagram shows there are number of gates used for this. The first, before simplification, has three terms, and after simplification it has only two terms. And it is clear in the picture that only number of gates for the second diagram has been minimized after simplification. Now Boolean equation from a circuit, already circuit is given and we can generate Boolean equation. So here A, B, C, three inputs are taken and one AND gate is giving you A dot B, and after that B plus C and BC are taken for one AND gate. So it is giving you BC dot B plus C. And finally with OR operation Q, finally Q is a function of A, B, C, three input. It is giving you the final Boolean expression is AB plus BC dot B plus C. We know all the laws of Boolean algebra. So here it is summarized in the form of a table. All the laws are explained here. Principle of duality is also followed. Wherever dot is there, replace it by plus. Wherever 0 is there, replace it by 1. Then we can get the principle of duality also. And here, simplification of Boolean expression are also given in the slide. To prove one of them, here I have taken the distributive law. A plus B dot A plus C is nothing but A plus BC. So if we expand these two brackets, we can get the expanded version as AA plus AC plus AB plus BC. AA gives you A and A plus AC plus AB plus BC. Now out of first two terms, A can be taken common. So it will be A dot 1 plus C, and 1 plus C is nothing but 1. 1 plus 0 is 1. 1 plus 1 is also 1. So 1 plus C is giving you 1. Now A dot 1 will form A. We are using several laws of Boolean algebra and simplifying further. And finally, we got A dot 1 plus BC, and A dot 1 is again A. So the final minimized simplified version of the Boolean expression is A plus BC. So it is proved. Distributive law is also proved algebraically. A plus B dot A plus C is equal to A plus BC. Thank you, children.